fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage taken from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate.
Okay.
He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live on Saturday, the 31st day of December, 2005, obviously the last show of this calendar year, and Happy New Year to all of you. And I thank all of you for being...
Once again, I got started already.
Okay. I heard myself talking there, and I guess my engineer will take care of that. It's good to be with you all, and I appreciate all you loyal listeners and the questions and comments that come in every week, both here on the air and by email. I'm going to deviate a little bit from my normal routine. I usually do 3 features, Book of the Week, Health Tip of the Week, and Firearms Tip of the Week. Those are all going to be consolidated into a Book of the Week, and that, of course, would be the King James Version of the Holy Bible. It's not carried at the rbnlive.com bookstore. It should be, I think. Maybe I can talk to John about that. Excellent selection of books there. We probably have some non-believers listening. You non-believers would be well advised to learn the following, that the original Hebrew text of the Old Testament has been proven scientifically to have been written by some being with a level of intelligence greater than the fastest and best and biggest computers that the CIA has at their call and beck. It's been learned scientifically that embedded in the original Hebrew text of the Old Testament are encrypted messages that we have the ability to decode now with the biggest and best Craig mainframe computers. However, we do not have, at this point in time, the ability to create encrypted messages such as exist in the original text of the Hebrew version of the Old Testament. So that's the tip of the day, the tip of the week, maybe the tip of the year in your lifetime. Get your spiritual house in order. We got a first break coming up. Stay tuned.
Wow. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
TheLibertyMan.com. That's T-H-E, TheLibertyMan.com. Also have some interesting books and tapes for sale there. Anyway, before we get on to anything else, the first break kind of caught me by surprise. The things that are coming the next several years, ladies and gentlemen, we talk a lot about preparedness on this show, I know. All the nuts and bolts and details. The foundational matter, the foundational thing that will get you through hard times is a strong spiritual belief, an unshakable spiritual belief for yourself and your loved ones. That is so essential and so foundational that I cannot emphasize it too much. I'm not selling Bibles, but I'm encouraging you to get one and study it. I think you would be well advised to do so. If you need some help in this area as to why this is so important, all I need to do is look at the experience of American POWs in World War II. You take 1,000 healthy young males, put them into an environment where they're all eating the same food, doing the same work, wearing the same clothing, living in the same living quarters. Some of these men live and some of these men die. More frequently than not, the ones that live and survive are the ones with a strong spiritual foundation. Those are the ones who have a much more likely percentage chance of surviving those kinds of extreme conditions. We know that, and that's an observable, proven fact. Going straight to the news. Well, it'll be 2006 in just less than 12 hours Central Time, about 10 hours Central Time, and guess what? We've got a tropical storm in the eastern Atlantic, Tropical Storm Zeta, Z-E-T-A, Tropical Storm Zeta. Now, this isn't supposed to happen, ladies and gentlemen. We're not supposed to have tropical storms in wintertime. That's supposed to be a hurricane season phenomenon. But, obviously, it's no longer the case. Tropical Storm Zeta is in the eastern Atlantic, tracking west by northwest. May become a hurricane, may not become a hurricane. That's almost beside the point. The point is, things are very, very strange. Here's a heads up. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has stopped issuing something they used to issue called StratWarn. It's S-T-R-A-T, StratWarn alerts. This was a product, and of course NOAA puts together products for various customers, a product that they put together for professional meteorologists so they could in turn predict when severe weather-related matters would happen in North America. A StratWarn alert was issued when the stratosphere above Canada had a sudden and drastic increase in temperature. They aren't terribly creative in naming these things, stratospheric warming. So StratWarn is kind of a shortened version of that. Why did they do this? Well, they're not saying why. They stopped issuing these alerts. Obviously, the powers that be within NOAA, and of course the people they serve, the United States federal government, have made a decision that they don't want this information getting out. That should get your attention. It definitely got my attention. Now, in case you've been living in a cave and aren't aware of it, we got a serious situation developing in the Middle East, in addition to all the other ones. This has to do with Iran, not Iraq, but the country next door going due east, Iran, and their nuclear weapons program and other weapons. I've got an article here in front of me written by Steve Forbes, a publisher of Forbes magazine. I agree with some of what he says here, and he's off base with some of it, but he does mention that Iran has entered into a contract with Russia to purchase advanced weapon systems, including surface-to-air missiles that can knock down incoming missiles and laser-guided bombs. And they also, this has already happened, have helped Iran launch its very own satellite that can look down and be an early warning system for incoming aircraft and missiles that would cause harm to Iran. Obviously, to me, Iran is a client state of Russia. Obviously, to me, this relatively third world country of Iran, is not building nuclear weapons on their own. They're having expert assistance from someplace else. I believe that someplace else is Russia. In my opinion, if you were to go to the nuclear facilities in Iran, you would find Russian physics people, Russian scientists working side by side with Iranians to develop these nuclear weapons. That's my opinion. Bottom line, things in the Middle East continue to grow worse by the day and by the week. Are we just going to be going up against Iran, or would we actually be going up against a Russian client state? And when you buy a sophisticated weapon system, ladies and gentlemen, it's not cash and carry. Surface-to-air missiles are not something you just open up the box, put in some AA batteries, and push the button. These are sophisticated weapon systems that require highly trained technicians trained at the factory to make them function. You need access to the factory to get spare parts on a daily basis to keep these systems functioning. That's always part of the purchase program and purchase contract, is the logistical support that goes with purchasing a major weapon system. These aren't 19th century single-shot cannon that were shipped across the ocean and you just took care of on your own. These are highly advanced weapon systems that require day-to-day support from the engineers that built them at the factory, of course, in this case being Russia. That's what we're looking at. So just keep that in mind. When you keep hearing Iran, 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 just think to yourself, Russia, Russia, Russia. These are complex weapons systems with daily maintenance and support from the factory, a requirement. So just keep that in mind. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a live call-in show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. I've authored a special report. I'm going to be offering it initially to anyone who buys a tape or any videotape or book from my website. The 10-page report titled No Need for Panic. I don't have it posted on my website yet. This is just something I'm announcing on the radio. I'm not selling it on its own yet. This 10-page report deals with the rising ocean levels, and it deals with what's coming, when it's coming, and how to prepare for it. It's 10 pages that could save your life, in my opinion, and in the opinion of several people who have read this already and have reported back to me. No Need for Panic included with the purchase of any video or book from my website at thelibertyman.com. In fact, I got a couple of customers that are going to be getting some surprise copies of this that just ordered from me in the past couple of days. In fact, they might be listening right now, so congratulations. I'll be talking to a New York publisher this coming week about rewriting my book that I offer on my website, doing a new, improved version of it. That's going to be an exciting project. I look forward to doing that. My book is titled Feel Safe Anywhere, You Can Be Your Own Bodyguard, a book about personal security, family security, safety while traveling, that kind of thing. Good little book, and we look forward to having a great time rewriting it. This tropical storm Zeta, really, I've been looking for this for a few weeks. I've seen some what appeared to be cyclonic storms about to form up in the eastern Atlantic that didn't quite become tropical storms. So it didn't come as a complete surprise to me. I've been watching the solar activity. The solar activity continues to have extreme levels of output of energy. That's what causes these cyclonic storms to happen, by the way, is the solar energy coming at us. So Tropical Storm Zeta is your heads up. It's your warning that things are not what they're supposed to be. I understand that the Weather Channel is running a series of programs beginning the 15th of January regarding catastrophic storms and flooding. Here's my prediction. What you will see there will be some truth mixed with some fiction and some disinformation. They will give a little bit of truth and lead you down a path. Next break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Call number is 800-313-9443.
desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on the 31st day of December 2005, last show of the year, obviously. I really like visiting with all of you every week. We due to this being a volatile business, radio is a volatile business for those of you who don't know. They've changed my time slot here a couple of times the last couple of months, and I know some people have not quite figured out where I am once again on Saturdays. But hopefully we'll get this schedule to where it's stabilized, and you all will be able to catch up with me on a more frequent basis. 2006 will be a year of many different things happening, as every year is. Here's what we'll be saying. I'm not going to make very specific predictions. That's just a great way to get in trouble. We will continue to see major events unfolding in the Middle East. John Moore doesn't see anything that's going to be of any benefit to Americans happening in the Middle East. I see only harm coming to our country and our national security by our being there at all and doing the things that we're doing. That's my opinion. I think there's a high likelihood that this wars, actually two wars right now, one in Afghanistan and one in Iraq, could easily expand into one or two other countries. those two, one or two other countries being Iran or Syria, or possibly both, obviously. These are serious matters, ladies and gentlemen. We are in a situation where our military is used up and worn out, quite frankly. We have a relatively small active-duty military and reserves and guard that these young men and women, they're used up. And the patriotic former Marine congressman who went public a few weeks ago, he was telling the truth. He was telling the absolute truth, in my opinion, about what's going on. He used the term broken army, and I agree with him. The reports I'm getting from active-duty people are absolutely dismal. Absolutely dismal. These weather events in 2006, here's what you're going to see. You're going to see increased number and severity of bizarre weather-related events, cyclonic storms, including hurricanes, typhoons, and tornadoes, rains in proportions we've never seen, droughts in areas that shouldn't have droughts, snow in areas that normally don't get snow, and no snow where they should be getting snow. Warming will continue in Alaska and the northern parts of Canada. The permafrost is no longer permanently frozen. It is thawing out. Things are changing rapidly in the extreme northern parts of this planet, Siberia, Alaska, and northern Canada. I've been told from a reliable source that the polar bears are already migrating away. They cannot survive on ice that's melted, obviously. They need to be on something solid to sit down on and eat their lunch, which might be freshly caught fish or a freshly caught camper. No pun intended. Volcanoes and earthquakes will continue to increase in number and severity. Now, I can say all these things with some reasonable certainty based on my research, based on interviewing people who are scientists who observe these matters. With reasonable certainty, I can say these things. We have, I think, at least 24 months before the ocean levels start coming up in any great depth. I hope we've got 24 months. 36 months would be a blessing, and the best information I have at the moment is 36 months. That will pass very quickly. Look at these 12 months I've been on the air here. It's just flown by. Absolutely flown by. I started out the show talking about being spiritually prepared. I cannot emphasize how important that is. Your spiritual preparation is the foundational matter that will get you through hard times. After that comes skills. It's real easy to open your checkbook and buy the latest gee whiz survival product. It doesn't take any effort other than writing out a check or handing over your credit card. Developing skills takes time and energy and diligence. And all of you that intend to survive hard times would be well advised to acquire the skills that will allow you to do so. Break coming up. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. That, of course, was the theme song from the Rockford Files. As most of you know, I am a private detective, and of course, it always comes up in different gatherings and parties about what my opinion is of the various television private detectives. What I usually tell people is that the Rockford Files were probably as close to reality that I've ever seen of any private detective and as a, doing what's done in real life. And James Garr did an excellent job, and that's my opinion, you know, having done this now for 33 years. Board's all lit up. We've got a bunch of incoming calls. We'll spend the rest of the show getting through these calls. Don from Ohio, are you there, sir?
Happy New Year, John, and
thank
crew,
you.
And all listeners out there.
Thank you.
Got a few things I'd like to quickly go through.
Let's go through them.
Okay, the predictions first for the new year. I think with Conyers, if he actually goes through with the impeachment going on now, I don't know if it's true or not, but I mean, enough is out there that it says that it's possibly going on. I think that there's going to be another coal incident, that it's going to be a false flag of Iraq or Iran, basically shooting into another ship, and that gives Bush's credence for getting out of the impeachment. on the Bible code, if I remember correctly, after Bush and Cheney got in there, Cheney had, right afterwards, after they got into the administration, okay, they had a meeting with Drosnin, Michael Drosnin of the Bible code.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, as the Bible code says in one thing, it says, like, Oswald was the lone gunman on the Kennedy assassination. And in another place that Drosnin didn't choose to show, that later on it can be said that he was not the shooter, that it was basically a group of people that did it.
Right.
That's in the Bible code. But you got to wonder if Cheney's downstairs in the basement of the White House with the supercomputer is trying to figure out any way he can basically rewrite the Bible code to make it look like Bush's praise, you know, instead of what it really is.
I doubt that Cheney would be spending time on that, but it's an interesting concept.
Okay. On Declaration of Independence, isn't it our right as the free people of this country to be able to either readdress this declaration or actually make a part two of it? I mean, even as a political prisoner status, you know, we should be able to, you know, put forth a new Declaration of Independence and they have to follow it?
Well, what it says on paper and what's practical aren't necessarily the same thing.
Yeah.
We're stuck with a system that's going to compel us to work with it because they've got the F-15s and we don't.
Yeah.
So
I mean, even people with let me skip that. But
okay.
Free James Traficant. I mean, the guy is a political prisoner. They got they got him out of the way so he wouldn't speak up. They knocked off the other congressmen and stuff like that to get them out of the way. I think they got rid of
Bono, Sonny Bono.
Who?
Right. Sonny Bono.
Well, I was thinking of actually
Wellstone.
The guy who went on the plane at the
Wellstone. Senator Wellstone. Yeah.
Yep. And
I was scheduled to be on the O'Reilly Factor that afternoon as a guest, and it got preempted by the Wellstone crash.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
What do you make of it that they were there on site before the plane even took off for that area?
Well,
the FBI, you know, the people.
That whole incident with Wellstone's plane, it just sinks to high heaven.
Will you be doing another show on the whole topic of that? I mean,
I'd have to get current on the research, but I'd certainly be willing to consider it.
Yeah, I hope so. Okay, we need to get out the message that we need to get James Traficant out because, I mean, he is the only sane, you know, person there, and they're trying to make him look insane now. So he is a political prisoner, and he deserves our backing to get his butt out of prison.
Absolutely. Is that it, Don?
Yep. Thank you much, man.
Okay. Thank you for your call. Ken from Virginia. Are you there, sir?
Yeah. Two things, John. One, I'm pretty sure you've read the article in the latest issue of the American Free Press by Jack Phillips about global warming. Now, he is concedes that photographs show that the shore of Greenland show the sea ice surrounding has been melting. But on his visit, he's shown evidence that the ice cap where most of the ice is located is growing significantly. He says in Antarctica, temperatures on the ice cap are decreasing. Science magazine says that ice is being deposited at the rate of 26.8 billion tons a year in Antarctica. He concedes that on a recent trip to Scoresbjund on the eastern coast of Greenland, he saw that there was some melting on the shore, but on the ship, as they sailed deeper, they found that there were many glaciers that were not melting and lots of icebergs produced by glaciers, which are clearly growing. So,
I've read the article, and I think the man is well intentioned, but he's not seeing the big picture. Since records have been kept, the permafrost in Alaska, Canada, and Siberia has never ever melted, and it is melting. But we're looking at things that have never happened in recorded human history happening right now.
You don't agree with that article in Science magazine that aren't.
No, it's disinformation. Reality is the permafrost is melting. Reality is chunks of ice the size of Rhode Island are breaking off the Antarctic continent and going off into the ocean and melting. What's coming off the Antarctic continent is fresh water. It's not salt water. It's fresh water. It's diluting the ocean, and it's slowing down. In case you missed it, the Atlantic conveyor is slowing down. And it's slowing down because of all this new fresh water being introduced from melting ice.
Uh-huh.
That's reality.
Well, all right. Okay. The other thing, of course, Iran is a serious problem. And of course, one thing that you I think maybe mentioned before in this program, the fact that they're going to open this bourse for petroleum exchange in March and deal in euros or in dollars if anybody wants, but most people will deal in euros. So and the fact that they are going to discontinue the reports on the M3 volume, which is the only way that we know exactly how much they're inflating the currency.
Right.
Then there's one rather intriguing story that I saw about Russia, which it certainly is backing up Iran, but how Putin, who is admittedly they admitted he's been a communist and he's been terrible in the past, but he's been in a conflict with these Zionist people who have seized control of the Russian companies and resources, and he's gradually easing them out, and actually how he may actually be a more of a friend to the United States citizens, not to the government, than our own government, which is installing communism as fast as it can. Did you see that article?
I missed that one.
Intriguing.
Well, it's an intriguing concept to think that the former head of the KGB, whose job was to find and murder people, would be our friend is a bit of a stretch.
It is true that he's been in conflict with the Zionist oligarchs. That's true, and he is trying to get them down. And the Zionist oligarchs are in league, you might say, with the neocons in this country. So. That much of it is true. And
well, we know this for a fact that Mr. Putin will carry out the will of the Politburo. That's what he will do.
Yeah,
that's his job, is to carry out the will. He's an at will employee of the Politburo, and he's doing what they want.
Well, there is a conflict between the so called Russians and the native Russians and the oligarchs, I think. And so, and the native Russians don't like the oligarchs. So if he sides with the native Russians,
he'll side with the Politburo. That's where his paycheck comes from.
And who controls them? That's the question.
So, and I don't think we have time for that,
yeah.
Ken.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Right,
we appreciate it.
Right.
Nan from Texas. Nan, are you there? Nan.
Okay, I am so glad you mentioned the internal sense of the Word of God. This is so important, and no one knows about it. I don't know if you know that Swedenborg, Emanuel Swedenborg, is the writer of the internal sense of the Word of God. What has happened is that the Swedenborg Foundation, like the Masons, like our government, like the churches, has been totally taken over. And what they have very, very, very carefully submerged his work in pseudo-intellectualism.
Right.
Swedenborg, by the Guinness Book of Records, was the greatest achiever that ever lived. He spoke all languages. He was the greatest scientist that has ever lived. But his name can't be said, and I'm sure that Jesus Christ has a reason that in our generation, people simply cannot understand that. But I have been reading Swedenborg for about 5 years.
Well, I made a note. I'm going to look him up and see what the man was all about.
Okay. Do not get a current translation. If you get a translation of his book, get Potts, or get an older translation, anything back around 1900.
Okay.
And I would...
What's the name of his book, Nan?
Which one? I'm on the...
Well, the one that was around 1900 you're talking about.
Well, all of his... he lived. He died in 1782.
Okay.
He lived till at 84 years of age. So anything you get Heaven and Hell.
Okay.
That is a composite. But let me tell you this, you are so right. When you start into the internal sense of the Word of God, you've got to have the King James Version. That's the English. And anything else you lose because the words have been changed. But
this is
like opening a door into heaven.
Absolutely. Ma'am, thank you for your call.
Oh, bye.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Bob from Texas. Are you there, Bob?
Yes. Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. I would like to just disagree a little bit about Iran.
Please, this is what radio is all about, what makes it interesting. Let's hear it.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't think that Iran is an evil country full of evil people.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, well,
That's the words of George Bush. There's not much that George Bush and I agree on, and we certainly don't agree on that.
Yeah, well, he thinks that they are.
Right.
And I would point out that back in 1988, we were the first country to shoot down a civilian airliner. Remember that?
It was an Iranian airliner.
It was flying
over the Gulf. Yep.
As far as I know, the Iranians did not do any retaliation over that except complain to the United Nations.
Well, it's difficult when how could they retaliate? It's a relatively small country compared to us without the resources to do so.
Okay, well, the point is that we did shoot down a civilian airliner.
We did. We did absolutely do that. You're right.
Okay. Second thing, with respect to the Bible, I'm not real good at the Bible, but I will say this, that there is an Israeli archaeologist named Finkelstein.
Okay.
And he has gone to all of the sites, or many of the sites discussed in the Bible where certain activities were supposed to have occurred, looking for archaeological evidence of their existence.
Right.
And he failed to find a lot of them, okay?
Okay.
So this is regards to your statement that everything in the Bible has been scientifically proven. I don't think that's exactly right. But that doesn't mean that I don't believe in the message of the Bible. It just means that I don't think that everything is scientifically proven.
Okay.
Okay. Finally, I'm a little timid to say this, but I'm going to say it.
Go ahead.
Your introductory song, The Ballad of the Green Berets, used to be one of my most favorite songs when I was growing up.
Okay.
But I have to admit that when I hear it now, I'm disgusted by it. And the reason I'm disgusted by it is because I think our military kills a lot of innocent people. I think we killed about 1 million innocent people in Vietnam. We killed some in Grenada, some in Panama. Only God knows how many we killed in Iraq. And if we do go into Iran, how many we will kill there. Not only do we kill a lot of innocent people, we attack the weak. Of all those countries that I just mentioned, they're all third world poor countries. So, as I said, I used to love that Ballad of the Green Berets, but now I just don't like to hear it.
Well,
what's your? Do you have an opinion on that?
You certainly. Let me give you something else to ponder here, Bob.
Go ahead.
Now, are you a regular listener or?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. You might hear me mention once in a while my friends on active duty. And the New World Order is rapidly having drastic influence and change inside the U.S. Army as we speak. And it's becoming something else that never was intended to be. But I can tell you this for a fact, Bob, what the New World Order is fearful of, what they're deathly afraid of, are two things. They're deathly afraid of the Vietnam veterans that are still on active duty in the U.S. military, and there's about 2,000 of them, because they regard these Vietnam veterans as men that will resist with deadly force and use their organizational talents, keeping in mind any Vietnam vet still in the military has a fairly high rank at this point, whether they're enlisted or an officer, that these men will organize and fight to the death to stop the New World Order. And here's the other thing they're fearful of, are the Special Forces veterans and all Army and Marine and Navy veterans and Air Force veterans that are out here in civilian life, that have all this training and expertise that will resist the New World Order. They are very, very fearful of that. Now, let's not confuse the wrongful use of honorable men with the honorable men themselves. That's two different things. I agree with you, Bob, that the honorable men of special forces were used improperly by men who had devious and wrong intent. That is true. That's undeniable. It doesn't change the fact that these men were honorable, doing their best to serve as honorable men and women in the U.S. military, special forces included, to defend their country. It's two separate issues, as I see it. The honor of the men themselves and the misuse of those men by civilians in the U.S. government.
Well, I will say this. You have given a great response. I'm glad I stated my case.
That's what radio is all about, Bob, and I appreciate your listening.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. John from New York. Are you there, sir?
Hi, John. Just a quick response on that last response. You get people that are leaving CIA or whatever else because they're seeing all the bad things going on. So that leaves just the bad guys there. You got to have some good guys there that are maybe they don't like what's going on, and maybe they got some input somehow, but at least they're still there to do that if function allows. And as people walk away, that function stops. And where do you draw that line? And, the people of World War II, there's lots of deceit and everything else in World War II, but they still went over there. And with the rightness of heart, God gives us a tour of life to do the best that we can. And how do you draw that line? Anyhow.
Well, actually, here's how you draw the line. What every soldier and Marine is taught in basic training is the Uniform Code of Military Conduct and the Geneva Conventions. Any order that's given a soldier, any place, any time, that's an illegal order. Every soldier is taught in training. They should not honor and obey that order. If it's an illegal order, they should not honor or obey it or carry it out. That's a part of every soldier and every Marine's training.
Excellent. Anyhow, to get back, and I'm a little bit, you've labeled me a little bit here once in a while as being a little off the wall. I'm going to give you a couple things off the wall. Number one is, when I was plowing last week there, a few weeks ago there, I was plowing up snow, and the snow was, it looked like it had blue plastic labeled right into it with nothing there. The cracks would actually have blue effers at least coming out, and almost the face of it would look blue where you can almost, geez, what's that pack? I can get that bag out of there. And it wasn't. It was just blue snow. There was a telling that they actually have a spacecraft orbiting Saturn, and that Saturn and Jupiter from before, they're so heavy that they're almost the sun, and it's like they have the argon gas is actually, or helium gas is actually steel helium on the face of Saturn, but they have a 72-megaton bomb rotating that planet that if it was ignited, would ignite the planet for a few months, and it would reach us in about an eighth-month period and create like a natural disaster so that people could say, oh, maybe the U.S. could say, oh, it was just a natural thing, China, and so that's why you burned up or whatever. Just food for thought. Another one is the Eurospace Agency, I understand, has tried to move a comet. I'm not sure if it's Planet X or whatever, but there was a huge blast off, and it's supposed to hit us April 1st. And now how true that is, can't answer you on that. But if you also read about, like, Jay McCanney, he talks on the Colburn Bible a little bit, where you have the blue electrical winds from the past writings of the Colburn Bible, Okay. And as a survival center, people might want to consider putting not just grounding their, you know, there's things written that the spacecraft will be knocked out of the air somehow biblically, and also that the don't put iron in the ground. Well, maybe if you do put like a steel tank in the ground, you're going to have to insulate it with rubber because you might become like an incubator of a fly zapper. Just food for thought.
Okay.
Other
Thank
than
you, John.
That, if you like it, good.
I'll check that stuff out. I've got a copy of the culprit.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you, sir. Bob from Kansas. Are you there, sir?
There. Have you heard of xylitol? It's made out of corn, a sweetener. You know anything
sure.
about it?
Sure, yeah.
Is it any good?
Well, corn as a sweetener is used a lot. I don't, you know, it's good. The only thing I know is just don't use too much of the product. That's all the only thing I could say.
Okay. There's one thing I'd like to throw out that maybe people aren't thinking about. You know, all this, the canned stuff that we get, it has a lot of liquid with it and the drinks,
yes.
you know, and all that.
Yes, yes.
A lot of that stuff made in the cities, it's got fluoride in their water.
Oh, that's fairly common. It's a good reminder, Bob, to let people know that that's fairly common knowledge, but you're absolutely right.
Well, what would a person do? The best he could do is just pour off the liquid and can stuff?
I'd say so. I'd say that would be helpful. Yes. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, how deep is permafrost, anyway? You know, I suppose it buries.
Oh, that's a good question. It goes down. It depends on how far north you are. And it gets deeper the farther north you go, or at least it used to. It's all thawing out. Now, you get up in Alaska, Bob.
Uh-huh.
All the man-made infrastructure up there, roads and bridges and dams and buildings and homes, and including those concrete piers that hold up the Alaskan pipeline,
uh-huh.
they're all built with an engineering premise that the permafrost would be permanently frozen.
Uh-huh.
And they put their footings. Every concrete structure has a concrete footing. The footings are put on top of the permafrost.
Yeah.
And guess what? When the permafrost melts, all those footings start moving. And it's a mess. What's going on? The infrastructure up there is an absolute mess.
It's already happening, huh?
Oh, it's been happening. I've got New York Times articles going back to, 3 years ago this spring about what's going on with the pipeline at risk.
Uh-huh.
We're well into the third, starting the fourth year of this.
Wow. That could be pretty serious, yeah.
Well, it's a very expensive matter is what it is. They're having to go back to each one of those concrete pylons, the piers are on the pipeline, and put steel pipes down to pierings down to a bedrock
which
to hold
may,
them up.
Which may be quite
again.
A ways, huh?
It's expensive.
I wonder how far they have to go.
Well, you just get out the equipment and you pound that steel until it hits rock. And then,
yeah.
You know, that could be quite a distance.
Could be. Well, thank you very
okay.
much, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. It was a great last show of the year. I enjoyed it. I hope you all did. Happy New Year to all of you, and God bless America.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.